Bills are going to be busy leading up to the draft. They've been busy in free agency, and yesterday they announced that they have signed a center, Russell Bodine, who is going into his fifth year in the league after playing the first 4 years in Cincinnati with the Bengals. Russell Bodine on the Subway Fresh Take Hotline with us right now. Russell's John Murphy, Donald Jones, and Steve Tasker. Thanks for coming on with us today. We appreciate it.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me.
Why Buffalo? What brought you here to the Buffalo Bills this year?
To be honest, I think it's just kind of the reputation that the organization has. You know, you see that that fan base and how fired up they are about the Bills, and, it's an organization that I've played against a few times, and an organization that I certainly see is on the rise, you know, with the playoff, breaking that little hump into the playoffs last year. And, it's a good place. You look around at the facilities, the way they're running things, and I think it's all positive on that end.
It's interesting, Russell, you got signed by the Buffalo Bills, and you're probably one of the few people who have a little bit of an insight as to what A.J. McCarron's all about. You probably snapped him the football a few times, and now you guys are going to be doing the exact same thing for wearing a different helmet. Have you spoken to A.J., and what can you tell us about him?
Yeah, absolutely. I've talked to him, for sure, quite a bit in the last 24 hours or so. And obviously very familiar with him from our last 4 years in Cincinnati. He's a guy that he's excited about the opportunity. You know, he hasn't gotten a chance to play a whole lot when he was here. When he did get a chance to play, you know, he played pretty well. If you remember a few years ago, we came, a fumble and some defensive penalties away from winning a playoff game with him at the start. You know, he's excited about this opportunity, and I know he'll come in there and work hard and do everything he can do to make it successful.
Russell, you're a guy who started 64 straight games in your career. I mean, that's something I'd imagine you are proud of doing, and you want to continue doing and keeping up that streak.
Yeah, absolutely. It's one of those things I kind of think you owe it to your teammates. You know, they're counting on you, you're counting on them. You know, a little bit of luck goes into it, and that I haven't really had any major injuries or anything like that. You know, knock on wood. But like I said, I just think that comes down to you kind of owe it to your teammates when you're dinged up and stuff like that. You know, they're counting on you to go out there and play and be there, and you owe it to them to do that.
Did you, when you were on the field last year and the closing game of the season, you were playing the Baltimore Colts, you have a fourth down play. You're playing the Ravens. Were you aware of what happened in Buffalo after you guys were able to go in on that fourth down play for the touchdown? Did you get a sense of what that meant to the fans here in Buffalo as you guys won that game?
Yeah, so I'm going to be honest. I had no idea of the implications of us winning when we did. Obviously, we were out there trying to win, you know, so we were focused on that. But then you get off the field and you start seeing all the videos, you know, the team reaction, the fan reactions on, you know, all over the place. You know, it's freaking Instagram, Barstool, all that stuff that you see that you know, those things that Bills fans are famous for. And, obviously it meant a whole lot. But they were pretty jacked up about it.
What was that play like, Russell? Fourth and 12, I think it was, right? When Dalton hit Tyler Boyd. Fourth and 12.
Yeah, it was it's one of those things you're like, you know, things aren't necessarily looking good, but you just got to keep scrapping because you really do never know, especially in the NFL, what can turn out. And, that's a perfect example of it. One play, you know, can make the difference in that game. And obviously that was kind of backs against the wall, do or die, all those cliche sayings that people talk about. We got lucky enough to pull it off.
Now, after the play, you talked about seeing all of the videos. I'm sure you've had a first chance or first-hand look at the Bills actually donating all of that money to Andy Dalton's foundation and all of that stuff, the wings and all of that. Did you get some wings?
No. We actually, since we were out of the playoffs, we were gone, you know, by the time the wings got here. But they, I think they sent them up to a children's home in Cincinnati, and you saw, you know, the kids up there having a great time, you know, chowing down on some wings. So they certainly enjoyed it, and they probably went to a better cause than us giving them.
Russell, what's the next stop on your schedule? I know that now that you've signed the contract and you're going to be a Bill, what have they told you about OTAs? What's going to be expected of you? Are you going to be in Buffalo at any time in the next few weeks? What's the next step on your progression towards training camp?
I work out in Cincinnati. Obviously, we got to me and my fiance are working on trying to find somewhere to live over there, and that whole deal. So, you know, I guess I would assume we start up mid-April. I haven't even gotten all that information. You know, I'm sure we're, like I said, it's been less than 24 hours, so we're kind of still getting things going. But I would say, you know, first steps probably look at how we're going to get into what we're going to do as far as living there, and get started in that direction.
You mentioned your fiance. When are you getting married? Are you getting married soon, Russell? This off season, or
no? Next off season, actually.
Next off season. Hey, did you have a chance to meet with Coach Castillo when you were talking with the Bills? Did you talk with him yet, the O-line coach?
Yeah, certainly. We spent a bunch of time with him yesterday. You know, seems like a great guy. He's got a reputation of making players better, making offensive linemen better. You know, everybody, when you start going down these roads, you start talking to people who know them, you know. And, my roommate from college, James Hurst, played for him for 2 years in Baltimore and had, nothing but good things to say about him. And, I'm excited to get out there and work with him. He's got a reputation that you're going to work hard, but you're going to get better. I'm all about that.
Russell, I mean, all players are kind of put into a box and type of what style of player they are. With linemen, you hear him all. He's a mauler. He's this. He's that. He likes to pull. You know, you play center. What type of player do you feel like you are?
Yeah, you know, I don't really know, to be honest with you. I don't know why. You know, this may sound goofy or whatever, but I don't even try to worry about that. You know, I'm going out there trying to do my job on every single play. You know, be a guy that my teammates can count on to get things done and. You know, go out there and have fun doing it and win some games.
Hey Russell, you went to Fort Union Military Academy. Now, you know, I went to Lackawanna. We beat up on Fort Union. I think I should point that out there when I was there. But
you might have been at the same time.
No, he's a little bit younger than me. Oh. But you know, you're a big far ways away from Fort Union. What was it like going there to and that journey from there to where you are now?
Were you a post-grad?
No, I went to junior college, so we ended up just, you know, it was kind of ugly for you guys.
So you were playing the post-grad team.
Yeah.
Record by one more team. Awesome high school. So, it was definitely an interesting experience. We always joke around that, military school sucks so bad it makes everything else easy. And, definitely good character building, some good discipline for you, and obviously it's not necessarily a great place to be all the time, but it's a great place to be from. It's certainly good for you.
Hey Russell, thanks for spending a few minutes with us. Good luck to you. We'll see you up here in a couple of weeks when the off-season workouts begin. Thank you.
Absolutely perfect. Thank you guys.